Here's Pastor Brad with Impact Today.
What voice are you hearing? Isaiah chapter 66, the Bible records, hear the word of the Lord. Ye that tremble at his word, your brethren that hateth you, that cast you out for my name's sake, said, let the Lord be glorified, but he shall appear to your joy, and they shall be ashamed. Verse 6 says, a voice of noise from the city, a voice from the temple, a voice of the Lord that rendereth compensance to his enemies. For she travailed, she brought forth, she before her pain came, she was delivered of a man child. Who has heard such thing? Who has seen such thing? Shall the earth be made before in one day? Shall the nations be born at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Shall it bring to birth and not cause to bring forth? Said the Lord, shall I cause to bring forth and shut the womb? Shall God, says the Lord. And I want to talk to you today. I want to go back to verse number 6. It says, a voice of noise from the city, a voice from the temple. And then the Lord began to speak. But I want to ask you a question. What voice are you hearing? Who are you hearing? What are you going by? Are you hearing God's voice? Are you hearing what God is saying? Isaiah was saying here, he was saying, listen, God is going to do it. Are you going to keep listening? Hear the voice of the Lord. And that's what I believe God is saying now to so many people. Hear the voice of the Lord. You know, when God is speaking, then we ought to listen to God and begin to obey God and not man. The reasons why the church is in the position it's in, Eric, is because simply we've been listening to man. We've been hearing all this man stuff. What man can do. How man can fix it. But I believe now God is saying, which voice will you hear? Because when you begin to hear God's voice, God's going to tell you what he's doing in the earth. Let me give you a few voices that's out there. Or let me say it's noises. Let me give you noise because God has a voice, not noises. There are noises that you got to be aware of if you're going to be in God's will and begin to build. I'm not talking about you just being blessed. I'm talking about his end time movement. I'm talking about the kingdom in heaven being here on earth. So I can't talk to people today who just want to be blessed. I'm not talking about you because I've already told you, if you get in the water, you'll get wet. You don't have to be praying all day for just blessings and Lord, get me out of this because you don't have this. If you'll take no thought what you should eat, drink, but seek first the kingdom. I'm talking kingdom to kingdom people today. I want to talk to people who are ready to go forth in the things of God and lay aside every weight, lay aside the things that the enemy is trying to tell us we got to involve in. No, we're going to do it God's way. We're going to hear God, not no pastor, not no man, but we're going to hear God. Let me give you a few noises that's in the earth. The first noise is the noise of man. This is where you have categories of men who have hijacked God's agenda in the church. Good people. Good, loyal people. But they've hijacked God's agenda for their personal ambition. And it stopped the move of God. How did he do it? Some of them stopped learning. When you're in church and you feel like the pastor only goes to a ceiling, let me tell you something. You're in a dead church. Why? Because God is taking the church from glory to glory. I don't even know what I'm preaching each week. Why? Because it's God inside of us. It's the Spirit of God inside of you. But when you feel like there's a plateau, oh, he won't do this, he won't do this, then you got it right. When he say he won't, you might as well say he got the ministry. He's put a cap on God's ministry. I'm believing God that God will begin to unleash churches that will take the roof off so that God can explode into the arts, into every area that the church has been hiding from. Don't nobody want to keep coming to just revival. There's coming a day, y'all, where God will begin to connect people even more as he's begun now in 2010. It's going to be a day where we begin to connect because of the Spirit. We'll know no man by the flesh. When you're carnal, you got to know all these natural things. Sometimes you can meet something and they'll make your baby jump. You could just meet them for the first time. You don't even know who they are, but you know that's our kind right there. That's that they own the kingdom move. Why? Because we're connected by the Spirit. We're not connected just in the natural of what makes you feel comfortable. And many of these men who are hijacking God's agenda, who is stopping your purpose from going forth, and your frustration is because the men have stopped growing where God is trying to get you to go to. And you can never go above your leader. You know how many people I believe in America are called to the nations, but because their pastor have a little street mentality. I just want to follow Kenneth Hagin. I just want to be, I want to do my mentor. No, this happens because when your mentor gave you some principles and gave you some points, you took it and made it a God. No, I want to connect to the God of those principles. Where did that come from? If you don't transact with the God behind everything that your mentor gave you, then you will somehow begin to make what he gave you the God. And it's hard to transition like that. Are you here with me? So one of the noises that's in the earth that you got to be careful for is the noise that comes from man. Man. These men that are in error, not all of them, but some of them. And as I said before, 2010, you'll begin to see God take the kingdom of God out of the hand of these soulish men. I'm not just talking about the prosperity boys. They ain't the only one. I'm talking about these men who, you know, all they can say is their faith. They teaching and they got a little basic. It's more to it than just the basics. You can't live in the house with just foundations. You need more than that. It's needful, but it's more to it than that. And these men want to hang to what they know. Why? Because they stop moving with God. And their comfort zones need to be broken. This ain't your church. And people leave. If y'all leave this church and all y'all think about is me and how I like it, then I've missed it. That means it's my church. But if you leave here knowing that the Spirit of God is erupting and he's going to do what God is saying to do, whether he like it or not, then God can begin to explode. The blueprints for keeping a church together for 40 years is different for the blueprints for people who want to change a city. So if you're in there for ministry and you just want to get a ministry and feed people and feel good and all that, then this might not be the right flow for you. But if you really want to see God arise, y'all, we got to do what the Bible is saying to do. We got to get in the book of Acts and stop saying Moses and all these people like they're idols. No, we got to learn the patterns of Moses when Moses was connecting with God. Yes, we'll take a little something from Moses, but Moses, you was a good man, but you're not God. We're going to transact with the same God. That's why Jesus left and said, greater works shall we do. Why? Because when I go to the Father, I'm going to be making intercession for you. In other words, you're going to do what I left off at. You can't do that when you got man's voices all around. These popular things, they get popular. These prayers and these ministries. Oh, you went to 2,000. As I said before, numbers. That's another miscalculation in the American church across the nations. I don't care where it's at. The other day when I was in Indonesia, I asked Pastor Stephen, "What the biggest church?" Same story. Guess what it is? It's people that's coming, a bunch of people, and we think that means that something is going on. That don't mean that. We're not looking for numbers. We're looking for how much influence. What can we do to change the city? We don't even want mayors coming in and saying, "Oh, the mayor came to our service." That don't mean nothing if he ain't changing nothing. Just because he came and sat in there and we had all these nice people come, the president came to service and all that. No, we want to see city transformation. And y'all, I got a good feeling that this kind of transformation is not going to be the way we look at it. Like, "Oh, we got connections here. We got..." No, God's going to raise up a company of people. Oh, a peculiar people. I'm talking about a people who people have left off, the ones that's been in the crack of life. These are people with no faces. That means they don't want to be popular. They just want to see the glory of God. And you know, let me tell you where these people are coming from. They're coming from the backside of the mountain. And you know what the church ought to be doing? They ought to be getting some sheep, something to wipe the sheep fur off of them, because they've been tending sheep. They've been doing things that nobody thought they could have do. They've been sitting there frustrated in the church and just serving. And somehow God was able to still develop their walk with God in the midst of persecution, even though the pastor been crooked and backwards and not even feeding your spirit. But God has been feeding you in the deepness of your spirit. And now God is saying it's time for you to arise. You cannot let the voice of man or the noise of man drown out what God is saying in our spirit. We live in a society where man dictates. You can't do it. Whose voice will you listen to? Who are you listening to? Who report? Man will tell you your children are like this. Man will tell you that you got this sickness. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Do you believe that, or do you accept things that the world is saying? The voice of man. When you agree with the voice of man, you silence God's movement. And sometimes I hate to say it, but even in the church, you got to watch out. Because you're not on this earth to say you are right. You know, we judge ourselves. The false church is always looking at people in the world to judge. We need to judge ourselves with Christ. We compare ourselves to Christ. We don't compare ourselves to winos. So when you go help people, here we are as a church, think we okay because we are doing outreach and we doing that. That ain't how. That is our function. But that's not who we are. We go to God and say, "Lord, just fix us up. Create in me a clean heart. Lord, purge me." And when God begin to show you his glory, you say, "Oh, God, I'm just a wretched sinner. I need you." You feel like that. Why? Because you don't compare yourself to people that's in the world. Make you feel good like you're doing something because you helping. No, God is looking at you. Started here this year. Where are you? Are you still carnal? It's the same things tripping you up. We live in a society, if you listen to man's voice or man's noises, you'll always think you're okay. There's no growth. Some of us, we're not growing because we always compare. We look at people around us. You can't lead like that. In order for you, they may be on a level, but you got to go to the next level. That's why there's no big eyes and little U's in the church. No big time pastors. There's no such thing as generals. You're a general, but how many people can you gather to change a city? Don't generals go to war? Generals win wars. The war is not for you to accomplish a bunch of material things or be in ministry for years and just have cars. And then you tell people, "You can be like me." I don't want to be like you. I'm not moved by natural things alone. I'm not moved by how many years you've been in ministry. I want God to erupt on the inside. I want to see lives begin to change. I want to see people begin to come in and don't even know why they're following God. Don't nobody care that you've been in ministry for years and we watching it. If the city change, we want to get to certain cities and see a sign up. Here lies the city of God. And when you walk in it, you can feel the freshness of the Spirit of God. You can walk around cities and see people's lives being changed. Not some church, you know, I dread us being in some maintenance mode. Buying buildings and staying in a maintenance safe zone. I believe this is one of the things that men have caused because we listen to their voices. Some of you go to church and you go to church and God is speaking, but your man of God is on something else. Same messages. If your pastor's still preaching on just, you know, how you get out and every message is about personal development, you're losing it. He's dead. Why? Because you can't keep developing. How many know the Holy Ghost is the teacher? He's the one. I'm not saying he can't teach you something here and there, but we can't. I mean, you talk about 5, 10 years, and all you hearing about is how to get out of debt. How do you make your emotions strong? How do you do this? All you got to do is tell him to get in the room and get hungry. Stop pursuing God. Start lifting up their hand. You don't teach on stuff like that. You got to have an encounter with God. Some of these churches, you feel like going and say, you know what? You just need to be born again. You need to be washed in the blood. And pastors that are feeling like, well, you know, all it is babysitting. If you got babies, I'm not saying that it's not needful, but after 15 years, the baby grows too big to stay in the crib. So I'm saying give them some milk. But then at some point, the meat of the word has to come that we've got work to do. We don't need, we need soldiers and not babies. And you can't keep doing the same thing, just babying people, counseling and all this stuff. These things are needful, but it's time for the church to rise. When you eat from a man's table, you believe just like a man do. I mean, y'all, I'm telling you, we're not against the local church, but the church has to have different dynamics now. If I came to you and I keep telling y'all, oh, we need to meet all the time, and you come into church, there needs to be a break. It's like a conservative way that you get this logical way you embrace God. You can't embrace God logically. Let me just tell you, it's not by might, nor is it by power, but it's the Spirit of God. The eruption of your spirit has to come forth. When that happens, you're open. You're just open. You say, Lord, I'm going to make sure I don't get in the way of what you're doing. I don't even understand why I did this, but I know that's you. Why? Because my spirit is letting me know I'm under covering. I'm under government. I know this is you, so I'm going with it. When you listen to man, they'll sideline you. They'll tell you every reason why you can't do it. They won't say it's timing or all this stuff. They'll try to keep you in that cage. Why? Because they don't want you to fly. I mean, I'm trying, like I told you before, talking to one pastor, he's trying to come up with strategies to get people in the church. I told him I want people out the church. In other words, we got to go out, man. You know, it's so hard when the false church does not have any true fathers, then people cannot represent them outside the cages. That's why they don't want to send nobody. That's why they're afraid and so cautious to do that. Why? Because there's no genuine relationship. You got to trust your children. If you put what is in them, you got to say, you know what? I'm putting a demand on you to respond to what I labored inside of you. Paul knew at some point that he couldn't get everywhere. But I reminded that he said when he wrote to Timothy, he said, you know what? Or one of the books in the New Testament, he said, I'm going to send Timothy. I'm going to send Timothy. Listen to him as you would me. Why? Because Paul knew that this was a spiritual son. He wasn't just a preacher, but no, Paul knew that he took him and he labored with him. Not just let him hear teachings on tape. See, a lot of us in America, we think you can be fathered by just listening to somebody preach. But it takes a little bit more than that. He got to get up off of that pulpit and begin to labor and put things in you. Paul said, I labored with them until Christ had been formed. You can pick up principles from everybody. Many mentors. You can have a lot of mentors, a lot of teachers, but only one father. And if there's no fathers in the earth, then we're not going to be able to carry our agenda strong. Are you with me? So again, a noise is the noise of people in the sense of man. Stop listening to that. Another noise that's in the earth, the noise of the world. And this is where people try to tell you, or the world is telling you, how Christianity should be. They'll block you in. They'll try to seize your moment. This is why so many believers now, we've got to begin to have succession, because we can't drop the ball on passing on everything we know. Our children, I want to pass it on. You can't just say, oh, it doesn't matter. It does matter. What happens when we're gone? You know, most churches in America, I'm going to tell you, they let their children do it. But how many know it's more than their children? There's more spiritual children out there. You only showcase your child. When you got spiritual children, it's no different. When it comes to the things of God. But when you got your safe zone, if you're false, it's just your child. You mean to tell me in 20, 15 years, all you got is your child to put up on TV? No, that's you. And you got 15, 20,000 people. No, that's your comfort zone. That's what you wanted to labor with. Because there's more in there. But you got to make sure that the world does not box you. And the world says, go on TBN. The world says, when you got a big church or you got a lot of people coming to any event, then you're successful. This is the world talking. The world will tell you to follow the obsolete dead patterns of some of the forefathers who only crossed over by themselves. Good principles. We love these men. But the world will tell you, oh, you can't preach, you can't say nothing wrong about Naomi, about Mark or Paul. Those guys weren't perfect just like us. You don't idolize men in the Bible. You idolize the God of the Bible. But when you're religious, you're looking at it like, oh, the word doesn't say that. Well, when you read the word and there's no movement, if the water's not flowing, you look at a stagnated word. It's called the law. With no spirit. So you got people that know the word. I know you know the word, but we're not looking for you just to know it. We want you to know the God of the word. It's not enough for that. So if you sit down and you say, well, I know the word. I got the word. It takes more than that, y'all. I mean, people have been, you know, this Faith, Kenneth Hagin, Oral Roberts type era where everybody say, I went to ORU. These are good institutions. But that ain't changing no city. The world is getting worse. So we're going to keep holding on to something. Man, don't you know God wants to erupt? I'm talking about the heart of God. He was moved with compassion. I'm talking about the God who made the heavens and the earth. And then you're going to sit here and say, oh, Robert. You're going to say, Kenneth Hagin, God is bigger than that. He don't want us idolizing the people. He wants us to get connected to the God of these men. So that we can carry on what they're going for. But if we stay there just plucking a little fly, you know, the church can be so stagnated because we're just doing little small things. We're paying for the bus. The choir get a robe. We're doing all these little small things. We're going forward. We're just doing this. The youth are going here. We're doing this. But that's not really the move of God. Those are just maintenance things that happen in the church. When the move of God break through, you're going to see people coming from all walks of life. And they're going to say, you know what? We got to go to church now. We got to go connect with people. And I believe that many of you are going to be the voice piece for what God is doing in the earth. But see, it won't happen if you keep listening to the world. The world will make you feel comfortable as a Christian. You'll sit there and say, oh, I can do this, so I'm comfortable. I'm okay. Oh, I'm doing better. You got your little website out. See, the world will get you in a comfortable setting and make you think, okay, the people are going to come. Let me tell you something. When people begin to do what God is saying, it's because your life is expressing Christ on a new level. You're coming out. It ain't no way you can do this by studying the word only. You got to get open and bare before God, and you got to stay like that. See, you're not trying to get faith. You're trying to hold on to your faith. You're trying to say, you know what, God, I believe you anyway. Even when you go through the valley of the shadow of death, and some of us think it's got to be a death in the death, but some of us are facing spiritual death with these false men. Some of us are facing death when it comes to what God has got for your children, and you're saying, oh, I'm going to go this way. I'm going to be casual. That is death. And you got to say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you got to say, Lord, I'm going to do it your way, even though nobody else is doing it this way. This is the blueprint you've given me, because I am a pioneer. I'm doing things differently. I'm modeling something different, and the world is going to see this. How can we change the world, Sheena, if we like the world? You can't do it. That's why Isaiah was saying here in the 66th chapter, hear the word of the Lord. Which voice are you listening to? Are you listening to God's voice? Are you listening to the world? When you let TV clog you up, the world system. When you think your job is your way of going forth. You know how many people are trapped now in this shaking? And this is why I'm telling you, y'all got to be so merciful, because God is going to shake these denominational churches. I'm telling you, they're going to be shaking. The Presbyterian, these word of faith, non-denomination. Well, all these people, you're about to see the shakenings. You're going to see it start to shake. Things are going to happen that's going to cause the people to say, you know what? Maybe this road ain't the real road for real. Why? Because I'm telling Pharaoh going to have to let these people go. We're declaring it. We're believing it, because these are precious people, that these men of God, their ambition, have hijacked God's agenda for these people. But I believe that this is the day, 2010, that God is going to begin to shake these churches. He's going to shake them. To allow them to see, you know what? This ain't really God, Carla. This ain't God. Just because we've been here all these years and we got the Family Life Center and we built this for the children and we did it, this is really not God. What God is looking for is His Spirit. Not just some exciting service, but the Spirit of God. God to arrive, that means that you can't go home and turn it off and on. I mean, when you go home and you start looking at carnal stuff and doing stuff that you ain't got no business doing, you get convicted. And God said, come on, pull away from that. And what it do, it makes people say, do you want God or do you not want Him? The ones that don't, you don't do it. You still do everything. Look at your week. If all your week you did the same thing, you got to ask yourself this. Is it the same exact thing that you've been doing the last 3 years? You really haven't changed. You watch the same TV shows. Your checkbook looked the same. Everything is the same 3 years ago. And all you can say is, I'm in a church. You ain't grown. Because God takes us from glory to glory. There's no change. You know, there's no difference if you're just doing the same thing. I don't care who's the apostle, the bishop. It doesn't matter. Why? Because y'all know that the Spirit is ever living. This thing will stir with you. It'll stay with you. Why? Because it's not just something to inspire you. This is your life. This is our life. But when you listen to the voice of the world, it traps you. Are you here with me? Let me give you another noise that you hear. The voice of reason. And this is where your mind talks you out. The Bible says that you got to renew your mind. We know that in Romans chapter 12, 1 and 2, where it talks about renewing your mind. But some of you, your reason talk you out of God. Your spirit is talking, but you reason yourself out. You talk yourself out of what your spirit is saying. How many know sometimes it can be difficult, because how many know your spirit can say things that your mind will be like, how are you going to do this? Because it's not by might. Not by the power, but it's by the Spirit. It's by your Spirit that these things will be accomplished. It's not going to be, you know, we wouldn't be where we at. You wouldn't be where you at if we just said, you know what, we're going to be a church and I'll get some faith teachings and have a few people come in and we'll be normal. You know, we'll get a connection here and go to a conference here and there, and we'll just preach faith. Everybody come in. We'll build eventually and all this stuff. That's what everybody's doing, but there's no city transformation. When you listen to people, when you keep indulging in this and letting all this stuff drown you out, at some point you got to say, I'm going to do it God's way. Don't let reason talk you out of what God is saying. In order for you to get to your destiny, you got to start with just normal, basic things. Just do what God's telling you to do. Obey God. Obey God. You might say, you know, what is that? It's nothing big. Do the little things. Are you here with me? So again, I want you to know that, because a lot of times some of you, you're looking for something that's not there. As I said on last week, we're here. We're, you know, going out across in the different cities that we're doing in the country as we build, and you're playing a part. Just like yesterday with the Hispanic Festival, you know, I'm thinking my mother-in-law was back there. Eric was on the grill. They didn't come in the front, but they didn't have to do that. Why? Because they're a part. Everything we get is going to them anyway. Don't be like, well, I need to say something and I got that. Remember, when it's your time, God will give it to you. You don't have to sit there and say, well, I got something to say. I want to do. Don't do that. Because when God introduced you, you ain't got to worry about man sitting you down. Don't worry about, you know, whenever you feel that unction, like I got something. I want to do this and I think I should be doing. Let God, because where God guides, he provides. He'll provide, but reason will tell you. Reason will go and get world system ways to accomplish God's destiny. That's why you got to be careful with it. You'll try to take God's destiny and do it like the world. Reason does that. Reason is the only way. The spirit of reason is the only way that confusion can come to you. Because you got to think of it in your mind. You reason. You got to think, oh, how can I process? You don't process God. He's God. We just do what he tells us to do. We obey. We hear his voice and we go. Are y'all with me? So again, these are the things that you've got to do if you don't want to get trapped in the voice. Stop letting people tell you that you can't do certain things. You're listening to these voices, these noises. Big difference between noises and voices. Which voice will you hear? Will you hear God's voice? Will you allow God's voice to reign in there? Are you here with me? Let me give you a few things here that you're going to do. If you begin to allow God's voice to come in, what happens when God's voice is final authority? What happens when his voice takes prominence and priority in Matthew 6:33? If you seek first the king, what happens? Number one is that people will begin to be delivered through your strength. See, y'all want to be deliverers? Everybody can be a deliverer. Why? Because people will be delivered. They will begin to see you. You'll walk up in that church and say something and turn it over. You ain't even trying to erupt nothing, but you will walk in there. Why? Because you'll be walking in saying, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And I know you're the bishop, but you're just as dead as a doornail. But I came to sound the alarm to tell Pharaoh, let my people go. I came with orders from God. And that strength will be the deliverer for so many people. You'll see people say, hey, Naomi, we better go. There's a way out. We've been waiting on this. Let's go. I hear a sound. There's something different. There's something new. There's a fresh word. All that we've been praying about. There's something different. I hear a sound that's coming from there. I don't know who he is. It's different than what we see. But we've been down in this dungeon too much. Let's get up and go. And the strength for them to begin to get up and actually do it will be riding on you saying, Lord, I'll do it anyway. The strength. Every time you say, you know what? I don't care what they think. They're saying, oh, let me get out of here because this is the only way I can get out. Your strength will be the way people be delivered. You'll begin to turn tables over. Why? Because God is in you. That's why when you go places, you've got to speak with the authority of God and say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Don't be a normal Christian. not telling you to stand up on tables, but I ain't telling you not to either. Why? Because we're living in a day now where earthquakes in Chile, if somebody could have reached those precious people and give them the gospel, some of them is too late. And we're sitting there being all conservative. No, I came to tell you, tell Pharaoh, let the people go. There's work for us to do because the destructions in the land will come as God begin to allow the shaking and to happen. Believers have got to rise. And people will be delivered because of your strength. People will be delivered and set free. That's why you ought to only look for people who are looking for you. Don't worry, because I can tell you now, you got to go ahead and get it out of your system. They're going to laugh, they're going to joke, they're going to think you crazy. But the ones who do, they're religious. The ones who God is speaking to, they're going to say, you know what? There's some method to that madness there. I know it sounds crazy, but guess what? We've been already listening to crazy, but this sounds like something that's matching my spirit, and I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to go, but I don't have a way out because I heard the sound. But see, as you stand there and keep saying, they'll say, you know what? There's an entry point, and that entry point for them will be hope. It'll be like, maybe there's something different, but what they don't know, that on the other side of you is the kingdom of God and all of their destiny, and they need a portal. And I came to tell you, are you that portal today? Are you that portal that God can say, go through in here? You can come into the kingdom through my children in all kind of different places, but you can see my children, and these are the people that will lead you into the kingdom. But see, if you sit there and just be all quiet and think, see, you got to know that. That's why you can still be upset and be different and know that people going to laugh and still do it, because you know people are counting on you. I bet you those people in Chile who have lost their loved ones are saying, good Lord, we wish that those people, the gospel was there in another measure, in a greater measure. We know it was there, but just more gospel. And the same diverse of earthquakes is coming here that's going to shake the earth. And we need to know that the believers are on the ground. This is why we cannot play church. You can't go places and say, you know what, I'll wait till my ministry. You are the church. Let the kingdom erupt from wherever you are. Stop trying to organize everything. Just share your faith. Just give somebody the gospel. Give them what God is doing, because he's no longer doing all these vision and all these statements and all this stuff that man's ambition have tried to choke up God's purposes. No, he's saying, go into the world and preach my gospel so that I can come back for a church without wrinkle. This won't happen if you don't realize your strength is what's going to help people come out and be delivered. Your strength. See, you think the voice is nothing. That's why you're going to leave the dead church. That's why you're going to stop connecting with people that are dead and they, you know, got all the right words. Got everything good to say, but they're walking in the wrong direction. That's why. If you don't do that, then God will always be limited as far as what he can do in you. Are you with me? Let me give you another thing. If you listen to his voice, if you begin to listen to his voice, you will begin to allow God to be in the earth more. In other words, you're going to see God begin to bring new spheres of influence in the earth. In other words, in the city, y'all, we can begin to allow God's presence to begin to come. Why? Because no longer are we trying to sound just an alarm from a four-wall cage of a church, keeping everything all organized. This last day movement of God, you're not going to be able to contain it in a four-wall church. You're not. It's going to come through you. It's going to come through your life. That's why you got to be in relationship. You got to be covered, connected, so that even though you may be in a different city, we're still connected. You're still feeding your spirit from what God has given me and what he's formed inside of me. You're still connected. So I know that the New Day Church don't want to hear that. But I'm telling you, that's where we're going. Why? Because God is looking for new spheres to influence in the earth, politics, businesses. You don't see Christians in the marketplace. Everybody trying to run and get behind this pulpit. You don't see apostles that are in the marketplace, prophets that are in the marketplace. You don't think people are there? Wherever there's people, God wants to be. Think about it. Ministry gifts are for people. So wherever there's people, God wants to be. But these shallow-minded men who say, well, we got a five-fold ministry, but you're the only one saying something all the time. You're the only one giving that same lame, let me help you. The Christianity is not for you just to have a better life. Jesus didn't die for us just to have a better life. For you to say, oh, my family is doing good and I'm growing and all that. God is not here just for us to grow. He put ministry in place so that we can take cities. So that we can arrest the decay in the land. And y'all, I want to see some people who are ready to see this. But it's got to come from your spirit. If you don't want to do that, you won't want to get God in the earth. When you hear his voice, you begin to allow him to go in the earth and do things that he couldn't do before. Things he couldn't do. Youth groups that are on fire. Not just playing ping pong and eating pizza and fellowshipping. Adults that are on fire. Young adults that are on fire. Singles that are on fire. Not singles are just trying to say when I'm getting married. Singles that say, you know what? It really don't matter. If that happens, it happens because I'm on fire for God. I'm going forth in the destiny of God. Couples that realize that they're not together just for pleasure and for two bank accounts to come together. Couples that realize that two are stronger in the spirit and we can do more in the purposes and the corporate plan of God. Not just being together, just to be together and say we married for so much years. But what have we done in that many years? Let this life that I live speak for me. I want it to be said, y'all, that our church, that the people around America begin to arise, that the church of America began to arise in the midst of this crisis that are going around. We were able to see what God was going to do in the future, and we began to do what God is saying to do. Not sit back and keep saying we on faith. And what these forefathers said, we need a company of people to rise. Are y'all with me? So again, you know, when you begin to hear God's voice, you allow God to come in the earth in a different way. Wouldn't it be nice if 24 hours a day, God was present just like he is in every other thing. 24 hours a day, you can go to McDonald's. But people can come and hear the word of God. Come in where there's people. But most people don't believe that because the church is set up like Babylon with the walls. Same thing the world is. It's raining, it's snowing, we just do what the world do. How many know we can't be that? We need some no-limit soldiers. We need some soldiers to say, listen, we got to deliver. We need to be some mailmen that'll come in. Even when it's raining and it's snowing, we say, you know what, we're still coming. Why? Because we the U.S. mail. When all hell break loose and people say, well, you know what? Where the church at and all? And say, yeah, we coming because this is a real church. These are people that love God who are connected not to Babylon in this world system. This is why I'm telling you, if we'll connect to God, then there'll be an ever-flowing source. I know it was an earthquake, but it ain't no earthquake in the kingdom because our God is the King of Kings. See, if you don't believe that, you go on and then, oh, what we do, we're going to help these people. But our source is different. Things can happen to us, yes, but we know our God. He's the rebuilder. But how can we rebuild a nation when we're crumbling with them? So God is now beginning to say from 2010 here on out, he's going to begin to take Babylon out of the church. And I believe many of you need to go ahead and begin to release God to show you where to go. Because as long as Babylon is there, when the shaking come, guess what? The church will look just like that. Are you here with me? You know, sort of like, you know, I was looking at YouTube when the Bishop Weeks, who was married to Juanita Bynum, he was saying that, you know, They evicted him from the building because they couldn't afford it. And he walked out there and he talked just like a mere man. Well, the economy was crashing. Mega, Global Destiny was his name. Global. But the economy stopped the move of God. You mean to tell me all of that global God? That's because you're not plugged to the right source. That means you got a good name. See, I'm trying to get us to a point where even when all hell break loose, we're still whistling in the wind saying, you know what? We still got our joy. Why? Because the world did not give us this joy. And they can't take it away. Why? Because we serve a living God. A God that's alive. A God that's not dead. A God that loves people. But when you connect it to Babylon, that stuff for you will drown just like with them. The cares of this world will suck you dry. I'm telling you, some of you are going to come so close to death. You'll come so close. You'll walk through the valley of death. Some of you, you hear that. But you always think of it in a selfish way. But some of you are going to walk through. The only thing that keep you is you know God is with you. You got to know God is with you. You got to hear his voice in that time, Kijo. We got to hear what he's saying. Even when it don't feel good and we don't look like we're going to do it and all this, you got to say, I hear your voice, Lord. I know what I'm supposed to do, and I'm going to stay steady with it. I'm going to stay in covenant. But if you don't think like that, the world system will come crumbling down, and you'll be doing just like Bishop Weeks. The apostles. Well, the economy, and we went down. Basically, you're saying is, yeah, the devil had my number. He may have it temporarily, but I'm telling you, y'all, we got to get stronger. How can God begin to judge the earth if his people are not stronger than Babylon? We got to be stronger. We can't be fainting in the midst of adversity. Yes, we get tired and we get weary. We encourage each other. We're built. But how many know when we in covenant, it's only one of us? It's just one. The body of Christ, we're just one. We connect. We're not going to say it and then do something else. Are you here with me? Let me give you one more thing. That if you hear the voice of God, what it'll cause. If you hear God's voice, as Isaiah said here in the 66th chapter, if you hear God's voice, you will begin to scatter your enemies. Because the only thing that's going to run the enemy away and cause God's agenda to be fulfilled in your life is the fact that you're doing what he told you to do. Some of us, we're trying to do it. When you do it the world's way, the blessings come with sorrow. That's why you got to build what God is building. I'm talking about your life. I'm talking about who you are. When you begin to do that, your enemies will run from you. They may come in like a flood, but the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard. That's why I'm telling you, the Lord told me, and he told y'all last week, that guess what? This is going to be our last fight. Our last big fight before we see like a smooth sailing. It doesn't mean the enemy won't attack, but he has to get us to a point where we trust him. And through all this, we got to know God is with us. We got to be able to see $1 million and say, you know what? We're not selling our soul for what our agenda is. We got to be able to see things and know people, popular people. Because, see, y'all got to realize that we've got to go into some diverse places. And you got to get ready. So God got to make your insides. He got to make your insides conducive to where you're going. So that you can look in the midst of people that don't want you to sell yourself. And you say, no, I can't do that. I know you want to give me the rich. Doesn't this sound familiar as Jesus? I want you to just turn this into bread and turn these stones into bread and do that. No, you got to go through your led in the wilderness experience. So that God can test you on the inside. But once you're tested, you'll be just like Jesus. You have authority for your sphere of influence. You can go now. You don't have to battle. You can just speak a word. And I believe that's where we're coming into, where our generation, the executing generation, that we're no longer to just be talking and talking and prophesying, saying the day will come. The day is here now. The day is here now for us to begin to speak and to say what God is saying, because I believe God is going to begin to use your voices. Those of you under the sound of my voice, God's going to use your voice to begin to cause Pharaoh to let the people go. But it'll happen because you begin to understand that God is with us. You know, sometimes, y'all, as people, we just get weary, we stop. But that doesn't mean that we ought to stop the move of God. Your enemies will be at peace. There's going to be times where your enemies are not even going to be able to get to you. You've messed up, but your enemies can't get to you. Why? God is hiding you. Why? Because you are in covenant with his work. And yes, God will deal with you, but don't expose. That's why I don't like some of you going to people outside, because they become allies for the enemy. You connecting with people outside, not outside the church, but outside of God, outside the movement of God. These are outside of people who just don't know God. They in this faith and they just want to talk. They got good talk. Beware of people like that. They talk like, well, the Lord is leading, the timing, and all it is an excuse for them to go back and eat man's doctrine. If you're sitting there eating poison, you don't have to pray to stop eating it. You're eating something that's damning your soul, so you're just going to keep eating it over and over. Say, I pray because the Lord led me here. He could have led you there. He could have told you, but things obviously went bad. And these men's ambition, they don't want to do God's will. You better get out there, because the same thing coming from them will come for you. But I believe that in this last day, y'all, that the enemy going to come in. He's going to throw everything he got. But it won't work, because we'll be able to stand in this last time. That's why I want you to be ready to weather financial storms, weather emotional turn, weather the storms that will come with your children. Don't just sit and say, why is this happening to me? Just say, oh, I just recognize the enemy coming in. I recognize him trying to stop me. I recognize him. And don't be like Job and listen to your friends to tell you to curse God or his wife. No, you got to say, listen, I know God gave me all this. And if he give, he can take away. But I'm going to stand with God. I'm going to do what God is telling me to do. Matter of fact, just hold my mule. I'm going to get a praise break right now. Stop letting people tell you that you can't do stuff and you won't do stuff because they're around you. You got to get around people that know where you're going. And I'm telling you, we're living in the last hour now where your enemy, you see this day, you'll see no more. You'll see no more. Why? Because you will give them their orders to stop harassing you. And God will give you a sphere of influence that will allow you to accomplish what he's called you to do. Less resistance. Why? Because you were able to pass the test. You didn't turn the stones into bread. You didn't allow him to send angels to get you. Just as Jesus, you didn't give up. You didn't let people sell you when money came. And you said, no, I knew that was a good opportunity for money. But if I was worthy, I would have went with that. But I know too much of God now. I got too much spirit in me to stay in this dead church because I've been here for a lot of years. No, I got to go with God because God is erupting inside of you. I know the job wants to transfer me here with more money, and they're going to even move me and do all this stuff. But no, I know God's voice now. I can't be led by money, because that's what it is. I can't be led by things that the Spirit of God is not into, because I realize it'll take me away from my destiny. If you think like that, the voice of God will be the benefit to you. Other than that, we just shouting until the hurricane comes. And when it comes, we'll be right there with everybody else, not knowing what to do. Didn't say we won't need what they need. What I said is we don't have no hope. We'll be sitting there like, oh, well, I don't know what to do. No, we do. We don't sorrow as the world do, like we have no hope. Jesus is soon to come back. He's alive inside of us. You mean to tell me the life of God gonna die because of circumstances? Get ready for diverse types of challenges that will come to our city, our nation. But we will be ready. Why? Because we're building with the blueprints of God. We're laying aside man's doctrine. We're hearing the voice of God. You're beginning to see that God is looking for people who will follow him. Are y'all with me? Come on, let's stand to our feet. Let's stand to our feet. Let's stand to our feet and keep going. Hallelujah. Now let's just begin to worship God and give God some glory. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We praise you for what you're doing in the earth. We thank you for how you're building us, Lord God. We thank you that we hear your voice. We thank you that you are with us, Lord God. We give you all the glory for all that you're doing in the earth, Lord God. We declare your kingdom come, your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Help us to play our part. Father, forgive us for allowing the world and our own ambition to stop you from going forward. Forgive us for letting man's agenda choke up what you're doing in our lives. We declare today, Lord God, that your kingdom reign in our lives. And Father, we give you all the glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, again, we want to thank everybody for being here. We know that God is doing something in the midst of us. Do y'all believe that? And I want you to be ready, because some of you got to remember that God is warning us to now get ready. Some of you going to face stuff that nobody ever faced. That thing going to try to jolt you back. So, you know, one of y'all, you know, the devil may try to bring cancer on your body. But sit in the doctor's office and say, you can't do it. You can't do it. Some kind of disease, the devil, you know, he may try to throw at you that ain't come from nowhere. Stand on the word. Stand on what he do. Don't let those things just trip you out. You know, if a job and you don't have no job, don't let the devil have you thinking, oh, well, why am I here? What am I supposed to? Don't get into that land. You know who you are. God is in control. He's sovereign. He's directing. Sometimes he led Jesus into the wilderness. He led him in. Why? Because you got to be tested before the testimony. You're not going to get far in the kingdom if you can't stand in this world. And I'm telling you, what y'all see with us now, some of y'all are just, our church is a blessing. But let me tell you, it didn't come through us just saying we're going to be a normal church. You got to press in. So think about the nations that are inside of you. It ain't going to come through you just saying, well, you know, we're going to do. No, you got to pray. You got to be able to look at the world flat footed and say, y'all wrong. I don't care how majority you are. We're going to stand up for God. You do that in your lifestyle. You do that in what you say, in your submission to God. This is what causes that to happen. Are y'all with me? Come on, let's stand to our feet, and we already are. So let's just pray. Father, we thank you. We give you glory. Father, I pray that anybody here that needs to just realign your life, if that's you, just begin to tell God what you're going to do this week to change. Just begin to tell him. Begin to tell God whatever it is that you're going to stop watching TV so much. You're going to stop being so carnal. These things are what's nipping at your spiritual life. So if you're going to pray more, don't say, I'm going to pray for an hour. Just say, Lord, I'm giving you your time first. Some of you need to make God first. You get up in the morning and you let everything else go. Then you do God. But say, I'm going to do him first. You don't have to spend hours in the morning, but you got at least to say, Lord, I acknowledge you first. I give you first, the first everything. Some of you need to realign your checkbooks, realign these things so that God is first. And we want you to do that just in your own words. Just talk to God and allow those things to happen.
Hey, this is Pastor Brad McCleary Sr. Listen, I know that the Word of God is feeding your spirit to allow you to build even more. Listen, you can go to our website at impactchurchusa.org and begin to feed your spirit even more. I need you to get these CDs into the hands of people that are hungry to hear what God is saying, no matter where they may be, because I believe that God is beginning to transform a generation that will go from glory to glory.